This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
2017 has come to a close, and many groups are planning events for 2018. The Illinois FFA Alumni Association is kicking off the new year with their annual conference at the end of this month. Executive Director of the Illinois FFA Center, Mindy Bunzelmeyer, says anyone can get involved with the Illinois FFA Alumni. They have great support from members across the state, and proceeds from the conference benefit FFA chapters and students all over Illinois.
Yes, and the nice thing about Alumni Association is that you don't have to have been an FFA when you were in high school. So we're so fortunate. Our Alumni Association has parents, industry friends, anyone who has an affinity, if you will, to FFA, and then any past FFA member can belong to the local alumni organization. And many chapters or many local school districts, there are lots of people belonging to the local Alumni Association. And at the state level, we're about to have our annual alumni conference coming up in January.
Awesome. So it's great that you've got a lot of involvement, and nice to know that anyone that has an interest, I guess, can become a member. And as you said, they didn't have to be a previous FFA member. So I guess we should talk about this upcoming meeting for the alumni. Where is it taking place, dates, and all that good stuff?
Yes. So the dates are January 26th and 27th, and it's at the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign-Urbana. The alumni annual meeting is really a great opportunity for people who belong to their local alumni chapter to come and learn from others around the state what their local chapters do to support the local FFA chapters. The biggest hit or the highlight of the annual meeting is the auction. The scholarship auction auctions off items anywhere from seed corn and seed beans to vacation trips, packages that were given to us and donated to the Alumni Association. And the auction proceeds go to scholarships. We call them leadership scholarships. And those scholarships will help send FFA members who apply to FFA Leadership Camp, Washington Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C., and a National Leadership Conference in Illinois that we call 212 and 360. And those scholarships really make it possible for more FFA members to take advantage of those leadership conferences and really grow in their FFA journey, if you will.
So some of the items you mentioned, those can bring quite a bit of money in an auction, and awesome that they're providing these scholarships for FFA members. So how many people are we talking that attend this meeting annually, just a rough number, and do you have a dollar amount that's been raised in the past at the auction?
Yes, so we have anywhere from 150 to 200 people, sometimes over that, sometimes under that. Well, obviously, very weather pending, being in January. But we usually have really good numbers, and then those numbers will generate anywhere from $25,000 to $35,000 at the auction. We've had some really good years where we had a lot of seed beans and seed corn donated, and as you said, those are the big money items. And, of course, the vacation trips. The other really exciting piece of the auction is that many FFA alumni chapters around the state will make what they call a chapter basket, and that basket will feature items maybe unique to their part of the state, or maybe they'll have their FFA members make something and it goes in the chapter basket. So I have seen Adirondack chairs in chapter baskets. I've seen them make like a fire pit, a metal fire pit, and put items inside of that, and then they wrap it up as their chapter basket. So the chapter baskets that the FFA alumni chapters make with their FFA chapters back home and bring to sell are also really exciting items. Those items will be posted on our Facebook page, and we will send out our statewide listserv messages too. So if anybody's curious about that, just check out the Illinois FFA alumni Facebook page, and they can see those items.
Well, that sounds like a lot of awesome stuff, but great opportunities to bid on some of those things. So you mentioned, you know, anywhere from 100 to 200 people at this annual meeting. I assume not everyone who's an FFA alumni member attends. So how many?
Right, correct, because we have about 18, we have over 18,000 FFA alumni members in the state.
Wow.
Yes. So our attendance isn't reflective necessarily of our membership. Our membership is really big. And so we would, of course, like our attendance to be even greater than 200. But I don't know if we could handle, you know, a convention the size of our state convention for our alumni. But I know if we had that problem, we could if we had that challenge, we would face it, and we would love that. But,
right.
Yeah, we have a – so actually the conference is probably really pretty small if you compare it to our actual statewide membership. But those numbers might be small, but they're pretty mighty in what they do generate in dollars to support FFA members.
Absolutely. Well, that shows by the dollar amount that you told us that you raise each year. And I was just curious, so 18,000 alumni members, that's an outstanding number for the state. Is that pretty easy to become an alumni member, or talk to us about that process?
Yes, yeah, actually it is very easy to do. Well, the first thing you do is check with your local FFA chapter to see if the chapter does have an affiliated alumni chapter. But if they don't and you happen to want to be and a member that would, you know, someone who would like to support FFA at the local level, I would encourage you to reach out to your ag teacher at your local school district and talk about starting an alumni. And then the next step is just contacting us here at the office, and then we will send you a packet, kind of a startup packet. But basically what you have to have is 10 people to be an affiliated chapter who are interested in supporting a local chapter as an alumni chapter. And some alumni chapters call themselves the FFA Boosters, or they call themselves the supporters of ag education in that community. There are a variety of names they can call themselves, but on our state roster, that we would call them the affiliated chapter. And so they have to have, you know, a constitution and bylaws, and we have sample of that in that packet that we share, but it's a pretty easy process. And if you already have one started, if there's already one at your local chapter, all you have to do is pay your membership dues. And you can pay lifetime dues, or you can pay the local affiliate dues. And the local affiliate dues would vary from affiliate to affiliate, but it's a pretty easy process, and we have great people at our office that are happy to help with that.
What is a lifetime membership fee? What does that cost?
Lifetime membership dues are $150, and part of that stays back at the state, and the rest of that goes on to national FFA.
But regardless, all of this money, it sounds like being involved with a local alumni chapter, or also with the state, supporting these current FFA members and helping them, you know, learn new things and go to conferences and just support those chapters.
Yes, yep, absolutely. And so, you know, and every chapter probably has an alumni affiliate that operates differently, those that have them. And some of them are helping take students to career development events and helping chaperone students at events. And some of them are raising dollars at the local level to provide scholarships for the students that are at their school. And so many of them operate in many different ways, but the bottom line is they're all there to support the students that are taking advantage of opportunities in ag education and FFA, and that's a great support system that our students need. And it's very exciting to see how much our alumni members do across the state, and just how much they support FFA members throughout the state.
Well, it's a great organization. You've got some great things going for the Illinois FFA alumni. And Mindy, I guess we should mention those dates and location for that annual meeting one more time.
Yes, the date for the Illinois FFA alumni annual meeting is January 26th and 27th of 2018 at the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign-Urbana. And again, you want more information about that, just don't hesitate to contact the FFA office. Patty Davis is who you would ask for here at the office. She works with our alumni organization and is in charge of the registration piece for the alumni conference. But anybody at the office can help you with that registration piece. And again, if you want to check out the auction items or find the link to registration, just check us out on Facebook.
Mindy Bunzelmeyer, Executive Director for the Illinois FFA Center. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.